The need for homemade items was high due to poorly developed industrial production. Everything required for family life was produced in the village. Men were engaged in farming, animal husbandry, and crafts, while the women performed all other household tasks. Apart from food preparation, a woman spent much of her time making household textile products and clothing, often for a very large family. She did this using the traditional way of weaving, sewing, and decorating the textile. The yarns would be dyed with natural colours obtained from various fruits, roots, leaves, or shells, which gave the threads softer tones. Aniline-based colours came into use at the beginning of the 20th century, which produced more intense tones, and the old methods of yarn colouring were abandoned. Women wove hemp, flax, and wool threads on a horizontal loom and festooned the garments and other textile items. Rug making in the Shabbat region was based on traditional techniques, and the rugs were characterized by a restrained ornamentation and calm colors. Up until the First World War, rugs, or chilimi, known as patashi, or monochrome klotni, were usually produced and embellished with a rhombus motif. Later, with the influence of styles from Pirot and Srem, the rugs acquired a more prominent central motif, around which symmetrically arranged smaller motifs were woven. These motifs were geometrically fashioned and vividly coloured roses, leaves and flowers. Each weaver using the traditional weaving techniques would also give each piece a personal touch. The weaver would usually depict certain elements from her surroundings in the form of geometrically stylized floral, zoomorphic, and anthropomorphic motifs.